This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With a sincere and endearing energy, I must admit, I nearly left the man I love and flew to Sydney to tell her, I want you to want me. However, soon I can imagine that I would be disappointed, complaining that you keep me hanging on for the best of you. So I'm going to settle for 5 minutes of her magic right now. Good morning to the gorgeous Kim Cooper.
Oh my goodness, it's the best intro I think I've ever heard. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm very well. I'm very good for speaking to you. How are you feeling today, Kim?
Oh, look, I'm feeling really good today. I think seventh, you know, in Australian Idol this year. It's amazing. I'm killing it this year. I'm having a ball.
Definitely. Now, when I was watching the show on Sunday and it was just down to you and Hayley in the bottom two, I could tell by your eyes that I think you knew you were going. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Look, Hayley's an amazing artist and she's got such a strong fan base. I think, yeah, I definitely knew once Kate and Hayley, myself in the bottom three, I thought, okay, it's my time.
Now, you had a bit of a rough trot over the last week, and it seems to be a trend on Idol that it's not a good idea to defend yourself against the judges, isn't it?
Look, I think regardless of whether I was going to defend myself against JD, I think it was just, you know, my time to go. Like, I've got six amazing artists that are left in the comp, and I'm so proud to say that I came seventh in this lineup. You know. I think there were just six better singers than me left, you know?
Oh, fair enough. Now, I don't know if you're aware, but you defending yourself against JD actually got quite a lot of press coverage, and there's all the little gossip columns and that were people all really had strong opinions on you after
really?
That. Yeah, oh. Down in Melbourne.
So, okay.
Yeah, it was really quite interesting. I think you earned a lot of respect as well.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
That's all right.
I think, you know, it's not good to backchat to the judges, and I totally agree. It's a forum where, you know, you need to respect their opinion. But, you know, JD opened up the question to me. So I think it was, you know, there's a time where you do have to stand up for yourself. And I felt, you know, that he did open up that forum for me.
Now, one thing that I think, another thing I really liked about you as well, is that you were really open about having a home life as you grew up that wasn't always sunshine and lollipops.
Yeah, I think if I hadn't explained about sort of my dad's illness, my life really wouldn't have made sense to people. And I speak about my dad and his illness and what my family have been through with such a sense of pride of, you know, with who we are and who my father is as a person. And I think it's important for people to know that you can go through that, but you can come out the other end such a beautiful family unit, you know. Just because you're broken at one point doesn't mean you don't come back together again.
And that really showed through in all your family packages, because a lot of the other family packages were, they seem just like these perfect happy families. And I know there's a lot of families out there that I guess wouldn't be the stereotypical happy. So that was really nice to see and really, I guess, relatable as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's not about a sob story, but for me it was just telling the honest truth of you know, why I moved to Townsville and what happened in those years. And it's just that's my life and that's what happened. And, you know, I say it with a sense of pride.
Now, what would you say, out of all the songs that you performed during Idol, which would have been your favourite performance?
Favourite performance would probably be Waking Up in Vegas or The Best of You.
Okay.
I really enjoyed them, and Best of You, I've got such a soft spot for. I've been performing that song for years, and Waking Up in Vegas, I think just being on stage and performing for a spot in top 12, it was just such an amazing experience.
And I'm curious to know, what songs did you have planned for this Sunday?
Oh, this week I planned to sing all that jazz, which is such a shame because
hurts.
It did hurt. I also was doing Uninvited by Alanis Morissette, so it's okay, you know, that's showbiz, I guess.
Yeah, it's a rather nasty format this year, isn't it, where you practice for the whole week and then you don't get to do it?
Yeah, you do. You know, it's even the dress rehearsals on the day, like, you just get feeling in your belly, like, you just want to sing the song. But, yeah, it's a hard format, but, you know, if that's the hardest thing that happens to me this year, I think I've come out all right.
Very true. So what is the plan for the rest of the year and for post-Idol?
Post-Idol, I think just start making sure I start nurturing, you know, who I am as a person and working on my music and, you know, finding a really good job that's going to allow me to do that. I've got a couple of projects in town, so I can't wait to start sinking my teeth into, so.
Excellent. And as we lead up to we're down to the final six now, who's your tip to win?
Um, I tipped to win is Stan, 100%.
Wow.
Stan's the man.
Stan's getting a lot of backing, actually.
Oh, Stan is amazing. He's just phenomenal. But I think Nathan's going to give him a good run for his money. You know, Nathan has the ability to stand up and perform in a way that just can't be ignored. And you just can't not vote for someone that sings as brilliantly as he does when he's on fire. So I think Stan's going to watch out. I think Nathan will be clipping at his heels.
Mm, very true. Now, we've got a game we like to play on the Hump Day Crew called 101 Questions, and it's our way of getting to know you better. We're not going to ask you all 101, but pick a few numbers. Pick one number between 1 and 101 for me.
Let's go 64, because that's the age of Liza Minnelli.
64. How would you react if you were transformed into a fish?
I would be extremely shocked and be wanting to get to some water because I couldn't breathe.
That sounds like a very sensible answer, actually. Hit me with another number between 1 and 101.
16, my favourite number.
16, your favourite number. What are you doing this evening and with whom?
This evening, what am I doing? What am I doing this evening? Oh, this evening I'll be with my vocal coach and my best friend and her family. I'll be catching up with them and having a family dinner and hanging out. Perfection.
Have you had a chance to get back to kind of normal life yet, or is it still a bit chaotic?
Oh, I only arrived last night back in Townsville, so I think the next few days will just be nice and relaxed. But I'm performing at a festival on Saturday, so I'll actually be learning songs this week to try and get ready for that.
Wow, so the action doesn't stop yet.
No, definitely. This is where the hard work begins, if you ask me. I think idle that you get babied and you get sort of chauffeured around, now is when all the really hard work is going to start, yeah.
Definitely, for sure. Hit me with one last number between 1 and 101.
32.
32. Since you're speaking to the gay radio station at the moment, who was the first gay person you ever met?
First gay person? Oh, probably my uncle.
Okay.
First gay person. Yeah, it would have to be my uncle.
And when did you realise he was gay, or when did you meet him? And
I think we always sort of knew. Probably realised when I was probably about 12 or 13, but yeah, I think it's probably my uncle.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Kim Cooper, thank you so much for the time for your time this morning. It was a pleasure speaking to you. It's been
a
pleasure watching you on Idol, and I must say, one of the nice things was actually watching you. Being so articulate, you're actually really interesting to watch being interviewed as well. I know some of the other singers struggle a little bit when they're talking to Ricky Lee and that kind of thing, but you're always very articulate as well and a really well-rounded professional performer as well. So it was a pleasure watching you on Idol this year.
Thank you so much. That's a massive compliment. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.